Hello, Blue Baggers, and welcome to the Round 6 Northern Blues Wrap brought to you by Grunt. My name is Danielle from the Carlton Media team, and I'm joined in the studio by Northern Blues coach Josh Fraser. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Danielle.
Spoke last week about it being a tough day at the office, probably on the weekend, even tougher, going down to Williamstown by 143 points.
Yeah, it doesn't make for pretty rooting when you look back at the scoreline, and obviously having watched the game back twice now, it's just as bad on tape. So really disappointing effort from the players, and we've had a fairly pointed discussion around the effort that's required at VFL level. The simple facts were Williamstown turned up to compete, particularly at the source of the coalface in terms of contested footy and stoppages, and our boys were waiting for the easy ball on the outside. So we addressed that, spoke about it pre-game as a focus, addressed it at the breaks, and unfortunately for varied reasons we weren't able to fix that issue on the day. So again, some pointed review and discussion this week, and we need to make sure we move forward.
So you do look at the tapes, you don't just think, right, can't look at that anymore, just have to forget about it. You do look at it, you do review it, see what happened, see what went wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the phase we're in, and as a club, we're evolving and growing, so it's all education, regardless of the scoreboard, win, lose or draw. And I've said previously that we always want to be measured about it. The facts are sometimes, unless you attach great attitude and great effort to what you're doing, you're going to get those results. And on the weekend, we had too many passengers from players that you expect a lot more from. So again, there's an accountability factor to it, which I think is great for me as a coach, because there's some reasonably high standards that have been set through the footy club, and players at both levels are held accountable. And on the weekend, the players that played VFL for the Northern Blues didn't tick off on those non-negotiables.
What do you say to the boys at sort of quarter time, half time, three quarter time to get them up and sort of, you know, make a game of it, or try to improve on what they're putting out on the field?
Yeah, it's got to be fairly measured, but also quite pointed, because there were some things that, again, without repeating myself too much, we spoke about pre-game that weren't delivered on. So now that can be an attitudinal thing, it can be an effort thing, sometimes it can be a talent thing. I thought there was an effort component attached to it, and I made that pretty clear to the players, but then they need some solutions around how we can fix things. Now, I'm not sure we actually ever fixed anything during the day, but to be able to try and reset their minds and give them something to focus on heading into each quarter was important. But again, the review process has probably proved to be the most important learning out of all of this, and we're all embarrassed by it, maybe more than anyone, but we've got to make sure we keep driving and selling the message. And it's been a rotating door down there for the last 4 or 5 weeks through the nature of the VFL competition, and things can change pretty quickly, but we need to make sure we get our mindset right to compete.
Jason Tutt had a fairly decent game. Were there any other positives you could take away from the performance?
Oh, look, we used a lot of players in a variety of roles, because we weren't sitting on our hands in the coach's box. We wanted to be proactive and trying to, I guess, wrestle some momentum back. So that was probably one thing where a lot of players did get some exposure in different roles. Tutty played wing, half forward, a little bit inside, but he found a lot of outside ball, and that was through his ability to run from contest to contest and receive. He also had some good contested stuff, which has been a focus for him as well, so that's pleasing for him. KJ played a role. He's been playing a role forward. He went back for us. We've seen some little growth spurts in lots of players, but it's not consistent enough to be able to say they're making giant steps forward. But we've got to keep showing them the good stuff, keep challenging them on the things that they need to get better at, and that's going to be consistent week in, week out, and that's probably what the coaching is about at this level, making sure that they're always trying to improve.
This week we've got Coburg at home. What's sort of the mindset heading into this week for this weekend's clash?
Look, it's going to be about regrouping, obviously. We've had two horrid weeks. Again, not for one single reason. It's been a variety of reasons. So trying to reset the group to a point where we get a baseline of competitiveness and effort. And now the players are at a stage in our program where they're starting to challenge each other a bit, which some people will sit back and say, well, that should happen all the time. it's new for a lot of these boys. We've got a young group down there. From the Northern Blues end, we've turned the list over enormously, so we've got a lot of young players. We had two play their first game on the weekend. So there's some uncomfortable things that are happening where they haven't been challenged in different ways before. So that's opportunity to get better. And that'll be around our mindset this week, the way we approach Coburg, who had a terrific win against Essendon. They'll be looking to continue that form. I don't think there's any love lost between the two clubs. Obviously, next door neighbours in a lot of ways. I know they're well coached, a really proud footy club. So again, opportunity for us to bounce back, and regardless of the result, for us it'll be about our effort and our attitude.
Well, thanks for your time, Josh. Really appreciate it after back of a very tough loss. So appreciate your time, and we'll hopefully speak to you next week after a bit better result. Fingers crossed.
Thanks, Danielle.